This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Lungelo Shongane right here on MUT Radio Shape and Own the Future. Betige Imvula. Our time right now is 39 minutes after the hour of 11. It's Konagwi MUT Interfaith. And Nage Umzaluane. Wait, Sunji Ovazaga Kulunge Tululitige. Kubega Ngosi. Etige Umtate from scratch up to this far. And it's your monukulukule saimela futinda bayake. In the name of the Almighty Lord. And I'm going to get MUT Interfaith.
Sizwami kunjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ngiyaphila nami igameni lika Jesu. Ngicela ukuthatha nje leli thuba ngibingelele wonke umuntu ozizwayo nosilalele na kuzo zonke inkalo ekufika kuwo khona lo msakazi. Ngitsi nje sanibonani nonke egameni lika Jesu. Awu sesikhona bangcwele.
Awu glory.
Awu sesikhona bazalwane.
Sesikhona.
Isifikile imvula yeyibusisa.
Oh hey, esikhathi semvuselele enkulu la ithandazelwa. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Thank you so much for being part of the show. And ngiyathanda nje ukuthi-ke okwamanje ngivele nje angiqale nje ngokuxolisa Nkosi yami isikhathi ave sigcinile isikhathi kwasho konako ukuthi-ke bayamthanda la istudio bafuna ukushutha naye kwenze kanje isiphithiphithi so-ke siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi-ke after everything he's here and ready for i-conversation yethu-ke yamanje. Ngiyathanda nje ukuthi azisho ukuthi-ke ungubani ulungele khona ukuthi nje ngithanda nje ingoma zakhe, but then angimazi kahle i-background and ngiyafisa ukwazi ukuthi mhlawumbe ngenzeka ukuthi umkhaya ungabe ungubani and also where you're coming from.
Angiqale nje sesiwami ngokuthi ngiyabonga kakhulu for having me today.
Yes.
It's an honor and privilege ukuba la ekhaya. Igama uLungile Sibongo wakaHlongwane.
Yes.
Being the most important thing that I could say ukuthi ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Glory.
Ngiyakholwa. I love God so much.
Thank then, you so much.
I have a background yokholwa from my granny osadlule emhlabeni.
Okay.
May her soul rest in peace. So
yeah.
Askisi. So ngokukhula ngakhulela endaweni yaseXopo ugogo nje bekangifundisa.
Mhm.
Sihamba naye siya eWeseli. Ugogo engifundisa kakhulu nje ngento yokukholwa ngento enoJesu phakathi.
Okay.
Then from there mama ngibuya ngiza eThekwini because bengikhulela endaweni yaseXopo kanokwethu ngala ku South Coast.
Okay.
So ngakhulela eXopo kanokwethu.
Mhm.
So South Coast side.
Okay.
Phakama mkhaya.
Alright.
So 2011 I came back to stay with my parents and then la khona ngangenza khona my grade 7 and then 2015 I think that's when izinto eyiningi zashintsha uma ngabe ngamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi empilweni yami because that's when I got to understand ukuthi bengikwazi ukucula back then but I didn't understand ukuthi why.
All right.
Why God gave me this gift. Yokucula. That's when I understood ukuthi okay uNkulunkulu he wants me to be his servant and work and be a blessing to the nation. So ngamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi. As you all know ukuthi mangabe usukhole you need to find people who speak the same language.
Yeah.
Think the same way, you do the same thing.
Yes.
And then I got a church, my server. Bekunento ebesiyenza-ke ke nabafowethu inkosi eyasenzela umusa kanye nabo ngaleso sikhathi. Bekuthi uma ngabe si-free ngama-weekends sihambe soshumayela ey'timeleni.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
Abavangeli.
Too much.
Like you overcome.
We used to evangelize a lot.
So kwakwenzeka kanjani ngoba phela ngiyazi ukuthi lapho at your age kuney'pili mhlampe ukuthi.
Listen, let me tell you this. You know uma ngabe unoJesu. I think God covers you, man.
Yes.
The Bible says, umosu yabuza, uma ngabe ethunywa uNkulunkulu ukuthi akaye kuFaro. Uthi inkosi yami uyazi ukuthi nginamalimi.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? Ngizoyibeka kanjani undaba? And then the Bible says, uthi uNkulunkulu, don't worry.
Yeah.
The only thing I need your availability.
Yes.
And then I will speak as the Lord.
Yes.
Uyabuza futhi uMose ngelinye ilanga uthi uNkulunkulu ngiyofika ngithini?
Yes.
Kufaru, because Kufaru was known as someone who is feared, as someone who is the king.
Mm-hmm.
And then usetike uNkulunkulu, just tell him that there is a king who is above him.
Yes.
I am who I am.
Yes.
So, to be honest, inkosi yayisithwala, we feared nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then shumayela etimeleni ngomgqibelo isuke la kaMnyandu.
Yeah.
Iyobreka le eBriya. And then masifike eBriya sehle khona. ngeenyawo and then we travel to Kingsway.
Yes.
Kunabantu lapha siswami thula ukuthi kada angena esibhedlela kaza bheka umuntu. We preach good news to those people and then God will do wonders. I think that's one of the reasons why it's hard for me to backslide, because I've seen God using us and I've seen God doing wonders through us. Yeah. And especially sisayingane.
Yeah.
In such a way that ngangakafiki even in the ages of 20 something.
Yeah.
Yabo. So and then ngelinye la, cause the team I was the one who was responsible ukuthi ngiqale ingoma. Itimeleni to get attention yabantu.
Okay. And how long have you been over?
I think from my mother's womb, man.
Okay.
From my mother's womb.
Okay.
I think isabele ngasinikezwe uNkulunkulu.
Okay.
Like fear, amen. No.
Yeah.
So I was the one who was responsible ukuqala ingoma. Uthi ligcwele coach. Ngisho ngithi kube wena waungenathi. Gabi bavuma abantu sebevunyiswa ukubona nje lengane encane iqala ingoma ekanje, and then abafuthi bashumayele ke we preach. And then ngelinye ilanga, and then I was ngabona umunye ubhuti abambiza ngomondli Ngcobo. Who has a company, Living Hope Project.
Yes.
My ex management.
Yeah.
And then wathi mina mfuthu unento kaNkulunkulu. The only thing, excuse, the only thing I want to help you and to be there, to be out there.
Yes.
Lento yakho kumele ifike out there. Kathi mina no push up because ngangitshethe uyadlala nami.
Okay.
But lalela, uthathe number yami, we exchange numbers, and then from there we spoke, and then the following weekend wathi on Monday ucela singene kwi fasting, because the following week office assisted. We did that. So I'm going to go fasting. And then mind you, that was 2016. So your pal.
Okay.
So I'm going to go fasting. We prayed for the whole week. And then we prayed. And then when you go your pal, we went to studio. That's when God gave me that song.
Down. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was your first song, right?
Ever. That was my first song ever. That was my first album. Too much. And God is still using me through that song. That's when I realized, no, I think this is a song of every season.
Yes. I'll explain.
This is a song of every season. This is a song of every time. You know.
Yes.
So, uNkulunkulu wangithwala.
And then from lapho you started ukuthi uqhubeke.
Aqhubeka waphuma bo sengiyabala Nkosi okuhle ongenzele kona.
Yes.
Joyous celebration came
Jesus
in.
Christ.
Big brands came in, abo Dr. Dumi. Abo Puti Dumi Mkokstati. Sorry mawuphazamisa. Yes.
Yes. Mhlawumbe nje to carry on nje ngakho konke, because ngiyazi ukuthi that guy came as an angel in your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, ukhuzana wesifazane.
Yes, uput Mondli.
Okay.
Yes, who was my ex management.
All right.
Yes.
Sengisho mina owakutshela ukuthi you have to join the fasting in order for the preparation of.
Listen, he came as an angel.
Yes.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt what he was used by
God. As from that day, there was a difference.
Everything changed. You know, about from 2015, ingakho ngithi mina my life changed 2015.
Yeah.
Mangami ngamukela uJesu njengeNkosi noMsindisi. That's when a lot of things made sense.
So ke after that ke waqhubeka ke umusic. Sengifisa ukwazi nje ukuthi mhlambe who is your inspiration rather than ngaphandle nje kwakhe. Owakusukumisa bathi masungenile kuindustry wabukela kuyena ukuthi eish uyangiqhuquzela indlela enza ngayo, nami ngiyafisa ukuthi ngicine sengifikekele kulevel yakhe.
Yo, I have a lot of people that are my inspiration, you know. But kugona konke, it's my mom.
Okay.
It's my mom. I'll tell you why I'm saying someone who is not in the industry space.
Okay.
It's because my mom is a rock, man.
Yeah.
My mom is a rock, and my mom loves music. Too much.
Yes.
And she always tells me, Uti, my son, giving up is not an option. No matter how hard it is, it is.
He's your biggest supporter.
Always there for me.
Yeah.
Always
so
there.
Blessed.
Whereby there's no one. Yeah. All the people from the social media, whereby there's no one around.
Yeah.
Kungeko mfundisi, kungeko muntu.
God is faithful. Celebrate each and every year.
I have no choice. I have to.
Yeah.
I have no choice, you know. Inkosi njaluma ngiphamandla, I always try and celebrate it. So
mhlaba khona ama challenges that you came across usafika ku industry noma nje in the midst of the industry. So
challenges are always there, ma.
Okay.
Because mind you, more fair industry, coming to a different world from the world that you're used to, from a different space, from the space that Australia.
Yes.
So I want to call about the Ubalo, manju kula kanje. Ubalo
kanje. Yes.
Shawa yin, ubalo kanje kula kanje, manju. Yabo. And then, they're going to, abanye bazok doubta.
Yeah.
Abanye, they won't take you serious.
Okay.
Till you take yourself serious. Till they see what I, this is there's a trend which is moving forward.
Yes.
And my prayer all the time is that I don't want to be a brand that is made by people. You know why? Because people, they get tired.
Yes.
And abantu one day bazokubalela.
Yeah.
Abantu bayabalelana. And people will tell you ukuthi lungelo wena unje nje nje, it's because you are made by us.
Yeah.
But if you're a brand that is made by God,
yeah,
God will never, ever, ever, even a single day, come to you and say, you like this, it's because of me. Unkulunkulu no make discipline, uzok discipline ngo
thando. Yes.
Just as the Bible says, unkulunkulu uyamsola, amyale, amshaye, amthanda. But everything ayenza uyenza ngo thando. Unkulunkulu ngeke akubukanise nabantu.
Exactly.
But unkulunkulu uzothi mangabenza into yakhe, ayenze kwi space senu sobabili. It's only you ozofeel ukuthi yo wazwa ngidiscipline unkulunkulu. So I always say ukuthi I just wanna be that brand that is made by God.
So in this case, kahle nje, the biggest support, and the biggest rock in your life is God. Then
He's the
center
of everything.
Yes.
And it's then, God, and then my family.
Yes, you are so blessed. Ngabanga ukuthi laphe nenye tenze ukuthi kube ngcono nokuthi khambe ngendleleni i-background yakho uzuqhambeka mhlaphe emndenini
osindisiwe,
because that the challenge abahlangozana now most of the artists, uthola ukuthi umuntu uya struggle isha because akayitholi support noma imndeni yakhe background iyimpi against calling yakhe.
Challenges are different, trust me.
Yes.
Challenge, we can sing gospel, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But example, tell you to buff, learn number nine. Tell you he's not born again.
Mm-hmm.
My challenges at Lulagona, they won't be the same as my challenges.
Okay.
Because the devil, as much as a holy gospel, uzo shugut, it's fine. We tula go tula. But me, nangituli gospel, and I'm there. So I'm fighting back. So uzo shugut, lo mutulo. Into hakina lento ka Jesu. So there will always be a difference.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sinayeke la Ulungelo Hlongane owaziwa ke ngeculo lokho lokuqala elithi ke ungithathe down. Siyawazi ke sengiyabala Nkosi, and manje kuneqeqe nje elisha elifresh elinamandla kakhulu elithi
From the Box.
Imagine lizoqala khona la ku MUT
Radio.
Oh, glory to Jesus Christ. And we know it's very well ukuthi abazayo now they are preparing for
Passover.
The Passover, and some they are praying for imvuselele enkulu le abathi ke funa ukuthi ke ibafica abazalwane noma zifika ama obstacles noma ama persecutions ebandla, kodwa kube ukuthi ke sebegcwalisiwe ngamafutha ngaphambili. So ngicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyatshala ezinhlizweni zabantwana bakhe, ama willing vessels, ukuthi ba prepare ibandla for what is coming. So we praise the Lord in everything. Sathi ngoma yakhe ke nje la before we close the show ethi ke useze
waqala.
Yeah.
Usezi waqala right here on MUT Radio Shape and on the Future. Ukhona ngena kanjani la uLungelwa Hlongwane. Esifisa ukusaziya ngempilo yakhe uthi ke usuke phi noNkulunkulu and usekephi and what is it le abhisi ngayo ke recently as asinikezile ukuthi ke ube busy ke nalicece liqala la ku MUT Interfaith elithi ke imvula. So ngiyaminyela ngiphinde ngimamkele nje nokuthi nje alethe nje the word of wisdom kubona bonke kama friends wakhe and also mina ngwana abathanda ukuthi ke bameme.
Sisam, thank you so much for having me. Angibonge nje kakhulu. Engibizi ngakho nje njengamanje ile EP le ephumile which is two songs ethi imvula and then nale zingoma ethi useze waqala. So kwamanje ngisabhizi nakho. But makukhona kunye kukhona but mase kukhona ngizobuya ngizontshela. Ngikhona ke ku TikTok uLungelwa Hlongwane.
Lungelwa Hlongwane.
And then nakhona on Facebook you also live right now. Lungelwa Hlongwane naku Instagram also the same thing Lungelwa Hlongwane. Ofuna ke makulalela ingoma zami ubiza mina ngizicula zonke.
All right.
Akukho la ngingatholakala khona kule number ethi 061
62 5 8840
Yes ma'am.
Thank you so much. There was Lungelwa Hlongwane. So siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi ke kufike ke the vessels from God abayithathe nje bebancane till this far and abasalifakazela futhi izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi samile njalo. The fact nje ukuthi he is still recording usaletha futhi nalo ke ithemba kulibandla nakubazalwane it shows ukuthi ke isekelo sisayiso isekelo safana. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much Siswami and thank you so much to everyone who is listening to my music. I urge them to go and stream the song on YouTube. Bayilalele bayistreame bayilalele bayistreame bayilalele bayistreame
Okay.
Ukuze masihlangana la sihlangana khona. Angifisi kube khona umuntu ozongachwechwe ngoba ngizoziduze kwakhe ngimbuzo ukuthi awuchwechwe ngani.
Kwenzekeni.
Why ungachwechwe?
Kwenzekeni.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So thank you so much bazalwane in the name of the most high redeemer Jesus Christ of Nazareth ukuthi nenhlayile ishow make sure ukuthi ke la next week same time same place mangingathola nje ithuba lokuthi nihambe nenkonzweni isuke ikhona ke Interfaith as from 10 to 12 right here on MUT Radio Shape and on the Future till we meet again.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.